Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free and share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. The bulk of the show tonight, though, focusing on this new law, the supposed Religious Freedom Restoration Act in Indiana, which, according to our Friday night co-host, Gerald W. Perry, according to his analysis of actually having read the law, he says it may not really do what they're saying that it does. The law itself seems sort of contradictory. And on one hand, it appears to give people the right to discriminate in their businesses, for instance, unless the exception being, unless there's some sort of governmental interest. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Let's go back to Jericho in Virginia. Jericho, you we took your call right at the very end of the last hour, and you really didn't have a chance to get your thoughts out. So go ahead and just recap briefly what you said there for our listeners just tuning in.
Okay.
Well, Jericho in Virginia.
Can you hear me?
Jericho in Virginia.
Hello?
Going once. Jericho in Virginia, going twice. Maybe there's a technical difficulty. Oh, you know what? We've had an ISDN issue. That's what the issue is. I'm going to unmute our backup option. Jericho, are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Excellent. We do have you, sir. So go ahead.
All right. Now, hopefully my battery doesn't die. But anyway, like I said before, I consider myself a Christian. And it's a matter of it's about sin. And there's a million different kinds of sin, obviously, but they're all the same. So real Christianity does not discriminate against someone because they're gay, okay? Because I'm a smoker, okay? And you're supposed to take care of the body, you know, the God's temple, your body. So that's as much of a sin as the gay guy is, okay? Now, up until the 1960s, it was legal in many areas to segregate because of race, okay? That was seriously wrong, should have been stopped. I'm glad it was.
But people used religion as an excuse.
They did, and there's nowhere in the Bible to back up their excuse for that.
There's nowhere in the Bible to
there
back
was
up
at the time.
The smoking is a sin either.
Well, that's debatable. We know smoking causes cancer and can kill you, and if you're supposed to take care of the Lord's temple, you know.
No, you're just getting to see him faster. It shows you're excited.
But okay, now I'm on to the law thing that, you know, everybody's talking about. I'm a small business owner, very small business. I'm not too active anymore. But if someone came to my table, okay, with KKK, you know, tattoos all across their head, and you can see they're a white supremacist, I'm probably going to tell the guy to get lost. I don't want his money. Okay, now especially if they wanted me to make a product that said KKK, that's not happening. Now, you don't discriminate against, now I've served plenty of gay people, you know, I've done gay pride bracelets, you know, different stuff like that. But when it comes to the act, okay, you don't discriminate against someone. It's not their fault they're black or they're Jewish or they're Mexican. You know, they were born that way. God loves all people. When it comes to the sin, if someone has a hard moral objection to a certain action, they shouldn't be forced to carry through with that. And especially in a case we had in Colorado, I believe it was Denver, basically these people wanted a wedding cake. No big deal. You know, I probably would have made it for them personally, but they knew places in town that were friendly to their lifestyle and definitely would have made the cake, and they knew this place wouldn't. And they deliberately went there to cause a stink. And in my point of view, right now you have countries overseas who slaughter people because they're gay. They will execute you because you're a homosexual. And these people scream because somebody doesn't want to make their flowers or a wedding cake. We need to learn to distinguish the difference between racism and discrimination and people who are screaming because they want something to scream about. This issue has gone on so far, and I consider myself a conservative. Look at the modern conservative world. We don't discriminate against gays. We're very gay-friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you obviously can't speak for everybody. I mean, clearly there are some who aren't.
You want to look back in history at who tried to block all the civil rights laws and everything else coming through the 60s and all the way back into the 1800s. Democrat.
Yeah. But that's because Democrat and liberal weren't synonymous in the 60s. It wasn't until the 80s when you had the Dixiecrats switch over during the Reagan Revolution.
Exactly. But, I mean,
You've said a couple of things here, Jericho, that I just want to touch on for a moment. Like, you say you're gay-friendly, but then you compare gay acts as the same as murder. And that was something that you said earlier in the last segment.
I thought about that while I was on hold. I know you guys are mostly atheist or you know, different things.
I'm actually a minister in the Shire Free Church, so I believe in God. Just not the Christian God.
Okay, well, that's whatever floats your boat.
Are you retracting your statement that gay lovemaking is somehow comparable to murdering people?
In my eyes, in human eyes, you think of, God says all sin is the same. And all right, look at it in human eyes. Is murder worse than cheating on your wife? In human eyes,
yes.
It looks like that is way worse of a sin that someone should pay more for than committing adultery. But in God's eyes, it comes down to sin that hasn't been accounted for, sin you haven't stopped and sin you haven't gotten forgiveness for. I brought up me smoking, okay? I'm trying to quit, but it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? But, if I was smoking or doing drugs or cheating on my, whatever your sin is, if you're actively doing that and don't care, you don't care you're breaking the law, then that's where there's a problem. But if you know you have a problem, the drug addict, to me, drug use is a sin. But people are born in it.
Why?
You know what I'm saying?
Jesus turned water into wine.
Oh, now you told Ian that he's a sinner.
Jesus turned water into wine. Didn't he want people to, have a little bit of fun? Didn't he want them to change their body chemistry?
I can tell you right now, I'm marijuana friendly.
You're just a hypocrite then. I mean, admit it.
To me, that's not a chemical.
It's called tetrahydrocannabinol, man, and there's multiple chemicals in the cannabis plant. I get what you're saying. It grows naturally.
Distinctions are his distinctions.
I mean, cocaine, different things like that.
Well, but that's just it. That's what we're talking about here, is it's just your own opinion. I mean, all of these ideas of what sin is just somebody's opinion.
But again, let me clarify something here. I am 100 million percent against the war on drugs. Because I don't think it's any of the government's business to be into people's lifestyle. Take gay marriage for
example. It's just the church's business.
No. It's people's business to do what they want to do. It's the whole freedom thing to me. If I, for whatever belief I have, if I don't want to serve someone because of that belief, that's my business.
It should be your business. I think we're all in agreement on that point. But I think the discussion that we're having here is about this idea of sin, and it is.
Let me ask you, name something, anything that you have a moral objection to, anything, just name something.
Force or fraud?
Force or fraud?
Yeah.
Aggression or fraud.
Okay, so you had the right, if you knew a guy had just got out of prison for fraud and forcing people to do things and he came to your business, you have a right to reject him.
Yep, absolutely.
And I have a right to serve him if I want to.
Yep, you do.
That's where I'm coming from here. Back to
I agree with your assessment. I want to talk about smoking real quick. So first off, try vaporizers, and you should check out Chantix too. I used it, and it might actually change your life.
I haven't quite quit yet.
I want to address one of the other things you brought up, Jericho, saying that a gay couple going to a bakery who they know in advance won't serve them. Just to make a point, I am for that, and it sounded like you were against that. I think that's sort of how progress happens, and I think, comparing a gay couple working towards social change in America to people who are being killed in Middle Eastern countries is not a fair comparison. You know, the gay couple just doesn't live there. The things that are happening in Saudi Arabia really don't affect them, but what does affect them is what's happening in their town in Colorado.
Jericho, I want to thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, man. And Derek J., that's the one point I think that we might disagree on this here. Like, I would say that that's sort of tantamount to, you know, somebody from the Islamic religion going into, you know, a church with different beliefs and just trying to stir it up, right? Like, why don't you just, you know, stick to, you know, the people that want to serve you. Stick to the, you know, bring your business to the people that already support you rather than trying to, you know, stir up trouble, so to speak. We can talk more about it here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones, too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're
back with more Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still talking about the Indiana so-called Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Does it actually do what it proclaims to, or what the supporters of it proclaim that it will do? That's actually in question. But there's also a lot of other aspects to the discussion, including, you know, more about sort of theology, religion, so-called sin. I still want to know how loving someone could be considered a sin. You know, a couple of callers had suggested that being gay is somehow a sin, and to me it seems like being gay is a natural thing, that it appears in nature among animals. It certainly appears to be natural by all evidence, by all the gay people I've ever known who've all said that they were born that way. I believe them. And you know what? Something, just before we go on here briefly, something that was mentioned earlier, we were discussing the idea of these Christians who are saying on one hand that they like Derek J. or they like gay people.
He's likable.
But on the other hand, they say that he's a sinner, and they just, they just don't support that, and they think he's going to hell, which seems sort of contradictory to me, because if you are a friend of someone, if you're that person's friend, then I think it behooves you to trust them and to support their choice. If they're saying that that's what makes them happy, if they're pursuing their happiness and they're really your friend, then you support them in their pursuit of their happiness.
Yeah, it's almost like what religious people who are opposed to homosexuality prescribe for gays, is that they just live their lives in secret. Like, you can be gay, but just don't ever have a partner or happiness in your life in any romantic sense. That just doesn't fly with me. It seems like, you know, I'm sure the religious people who believe this mean well, but I don't think they're thinking it through all the way. Yeah, I don't think they see the contradiction in saying, oh, yeah, I love you, but also I think you're going to hell, and I'm not going to do something to stop that.
So before we go back to the calls here, I wanted to expound a little bit on the discussion we were having a moment ago, because Derek J., and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so correct me if I'm wrong, but you said that you think that, let's say, you know, the Christian cake maker who doesn't want to make a cake for a gay couple, you don't have a problem with a gay couple going in there and, you know, trying to get a cake so they can make some sort of a social point.
No.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's great. Go ahead. Do that.
I think they're within their rights to do that as a, you know, potential customer, to go in there and say, hey, I'd like to get this cake, and then get turned down and, you know, maybe even get it on video.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you know, why bother in the first place? Why not just go to the company that's going to support you and bring them your business in the first place? Is it really even worth the effort? You're not likely going to convince these people by doing that.
I don't know. I really don't know. I just don't think it's, I think it's harmless. It could be fun. They could produce a great video and share this idea. Like, bigotry has to get unpopular somehow.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not
going to be, it's not going to be through the state. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be through people openly challenging these shops. Like, oh, hey, Bill's Cake Shop, I noticed that there are five other cake shops in this town who will serve me a gay person. What about you? No? That's weird. And then make a
backfire? Couldn't it backfire if you put it out there that this is, you know, this Christian, like, let's say they don't advertise openly that it's a Christian cake company.
Yeah.
They don't have the Jesus fish on the front of the store or whatever. You know, then you could be alerting all the other bigots in the community that that this is a company that supports their crazy value system.
That happened with Chick-fil-A, who was going to give a big donation to an LGBT cause, and then I guess decided not to. They were feeling the pressure from the religious community who supports them, and then they got even more support. People
they came out
like
roves. Yeah, there were lines out the door.
It's good,
so
chicken.
There's no doubt about it.
They were there to support the anti-gay message.
That's
not
right.
About the chicken.
But he's just saying it's good chicken.
It
is good chicken.
Right.
So,
and by the way, just to be clear, the Nashville franchise did support the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest.
Yes, they did. But the message was so confused by that point that even the gays weren't sure if they should take the sandwiches.
Right.
So I'm with Derek J. on this one. Social change has to be affected in some way or another. And when, you know, if a group sees something that's valuable enough, they need to figure out ways to do it. I'm only for it in so much as media would report in one way or the other, positively or negatively, and I can see how it may backfire. So what? I want it to backfire. Okay. I want there to be the schism.
I guess I just don't feel comfortable going on someone's property who doesn't want me there.
Change can only come through confrontation. All change, like, you know, second law of thermodynamics and all that. Like, you know, an object in motion tends to stay in motion unless acted upon by an outside force. Well, I feel like social change is this way, too. So if you want a more accepting community, you're going to have those uncomfortable conversations with the people who disagree with you.
I think you've made a good argument for it. The toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We go to the Happy Heretic calling from Washington. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I have a couple points I want to make. I want to address some of the context in the Bible, as well as how you guys have made me go from being a bigot to finding a much deeper relationship with Christ.
Okay.
All right, first off, let's start with the Old Testament stuff. There's only a couple verses that really get used in the Old Testament. There's this stuff in Leviticus, which is, you have to remember the context of, you know, who this is being written to and why, and, you know, is being written to an ancient barbaric culture, which, I still say we are a barbaric culture, but not ancient.
Yeah. Not Bronze Age anymore.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Exactly. And so, in marriage, sex created a property right, essentially, in every culture around the world. You slept with your wife, and now, there's this property sort of thing that's made. And so a lot of what's being said there, it's kind of introducing this odd property rights thing. It's actually very much an anti-slavery passage in that essentially saying one property owner can't own another property owner. You know, and again, in a very Bronze Age, barbarous culture sort of way.
How so? You're going to have to defend that for me, because it's my understanding that women were basically owned.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What you're saying is anti that?
No, not
okay.
Yet. It's getting the ball rolling on that. So, like, if you have one man, a property owner, who is then sleeping with another property owner, which in that culture would have created that property relationship, such as the man sleeping with his new wife.
So this was a revolutionary verse that disallowed men from owning men, but still allowed men to own women. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Thank God.
It's not the end. I mean, it's the beginning. It's essentially
right.
The end.
I gotcha.
And if you look through what the law was supposed to be, you look to Abraham. Abraham had no law. It was just him and God, and that was that. And that's what it was always supposed to be. Then the people demanded a law, and so God gave them one. They wanted, they wanted rules, they wanted regulations. So
the problem with people, they always want more laws. Exactly. Hey, hang on, I know you're driving at a point here, Happy Heretic. We'll bring you back, and you can do that. But let's keep it concise. There are other folks who want to get on here, and I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to do that here tonight, because obviously this is a fairly popular topic. 855-453. More Free Talk Live coming up shortly.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the website. They're all free. Again, freetalklive.com. We accept Bitcoin. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to find the Free Talk Live Bitcoin tip jar address. But wait, what's that you say? You don't yet have any Bitcoin? Well, you can just go to expresscoin.com and hook up with Bitcoin via money order, check, or wire transfer. Expresscoin.com is a licensed money services business, and they are fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. In fact, the fee that they do charge to transfer your cash into whatever Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin, or other various different altcoins that you prefer, the fee is very, very low. In fact, it's the lowest I've seen. In fact, it can be zero if you use coupon code FTL, and you'll then get up to $40 worth of the cryptocurrency of your choice with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL to get that up to $40 worth of Bitcoin with no fee.
We're still having our Bitcoin sale here at Free Talk Live. You can get 50% off of the rates at advertise.freetalklive.com by using Bitcoin.
And they can contact you directly about that. Potential advertisers should reach out to Mark at freetalklive.com via email. Let's go back to the happy heretic listening in Washington. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. So you want me to be a little more concise. So I'll speed through these next ones real quick. Some of the verses used to bash gays and why they're wrong to use it that way. People will bring up Sodom and Gomorrah quite a bit, which according to both Ezekiel and Jesus was about their xenophobia, essentially. So it had nothing to do with, you know, them being gay or not.
It had to do with what?
Xenophobia.
Xenophobia.
Yeah, it had to do with aliens.
Rape.
Yeah, well, that's essentially what it was, is all the men wanted to come out and gang rape these angels, essentially, and which is a dominance thing, not a sex thing, really.
Okay.
And then the New Testament, again, like you guys mentioned, Paul is the only one who ever really talks about it at all. And he had a perfectly good word, being a Roman citizen, that he could have used to describe gays. And he didn't use that word. The fact of the matter is that we don't know what the word he used means. We have some context clues. It's always in the context of idolatry. So a lot of people think that it's probably about the temple prostitutes from the various, pagan temples around. But we don't know for sure. And so
this is one of the difficulties I find with the concept of Christianity is that for me to get to understand what the Bible's saying, I really do have to know sort of ancient Hebrew, Aramaic, and
right, because you can't trust the translations.
Right, so I have to I have to trust the word of men because they're editing the Bible, right? Like, so the English version, God didn't write it in English. If he wrote it at all, he didn't write it in English. So therefore, I have to, essentially the incumbency has been placed on me to learn a 2,000 to 4,000-year-old language or burn in hell.
All right, go ahead with your own personal, I guess, journey, happy heretic.
All right, well, actually some of that's going to get brought up. I'd like to thank you guys particularly. When I first started listening to Free Talk Live back in early 2011, I was a Glenn Beck, quote-unquote, libertarian, a bigot, essentially. And, I liked a lot of what you guys said, but then, you would talk about gays or drugs or something, and I'd be like, and I'll listen for a day or two, but it was so interesting that I couldn't put it down.
Free Talk Live, the train wreck and radio.
Well, and then you guys brought Derek on, and I'd really like to thank you personally, Derek, for what you've done for me. When you were first on the show, a lot of you guys have really good reasons to be angry at the church, and you were. And Derek, you were always so generous and so loving, really showing the kind of love that us Christians are supposed to show. And it made a big impact on me, which got me looking into and studying the issue quite a bit. And that's why that's a large part of why I've changed my mind and stopped being a bigot on that issue.
Now you're a happy heretic. You're a happy heretic.
Exactly. And Mark, you really hammer home the issue of hell, which I no
longer
believe.
The only thing that bothers me about Christianity, really. Whatever people want to believe
is all
the time.
I no longer believe in at all, because the word's not there at all.
Hell's really not real well defined in the Bible.
Really? I didn't know that.
Not real well.
No, there are two words that get translated as hell in the New Testament. The ancient Jews, there were a couple sects that kind of had an idea of something like it, but the ancient Jews had no concept of a hell, which always bothered me. But then when you look into it in the New Testament, there are two words, Sheol and Gehenna, that get translated as hell quite often. Sheol literally means the grave. So it's just death. That's the only concept it has. And Gehenna is the real place. It was a trash dump outside of Jerusalem and a leper colony, and it was constantly kept on fire to,
cleanse it,
burn the trash. And Jesus told the Pharisees that they were in danger of Gehenna, that because of their strict adherence to rules and regulations over love, that they were in danger of becoming useless because they were trash, essentially. And, the concept isn't really there. It's become, I guess the word is a purgatorial universalist. The idea is essentially that you judge yourself. And so, if you do at all, and so, God loves you, that's it. And, you're either in the presence of God and that, accepting it, or you're in the presence of God and it's just too much love for you to handle. And so you kind of judge yourself and shy away from it. And
you put yourself in your own personal hell.
Yeah, you make heaven and hell every day for yourself.
Good point, Happy Heretic. Would love to hear from you again in the future. I really appreciate your call, and thanks for the accolades tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's nice to make a difference. Dorothy's in Alabama listening on the radio. Where are you in Alabama, Dorothy?
Oh, hi. I'm in Huntsville right now.
You're in where, Huntsville?
Yeah.
All right. You're on the air listening to WBHP. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. I want to comment on the topic here and some things that you guys said. It's okay. It's gay. It's natural. Animals do it.
That's right. Animals do it.
But yeah.
So do humans.
Yeah, they're animals.
They're animals.
Not the same kind about reasoning. They don't have the reasoning we have. And, the Bible says about, if you want to go there, about what Christians want to believe, the book we have concerning various laws, we want to try to, stand for that sort of behavior. It's unnatural, works against nature. It's viewed as abominable, filthy. It's
I thought we established it's
not unnatural.
Yeah, your opinions don't negate the fact that it is completely natural. Are you saying that Derek J. made the choice, our co-host here, who is gay, that he made the choice to be one of the most hated
against
people?
I'm not saying hate. I don't hate. I just disagree with the stuff. It's it is natural. It works against nature. It's Bible reads, Bible filthy. It also says to let the filthy one be filthy still, and they're giving up to reprobate mind and to be on the outside.
Reprobate means you cannot be saved. You know what that means, right?
Well, you know what you're doing, and you keep on. I mean, you can say, well, hey, you've been saved, and Jesus loves you, and he's going to forgive you, and you keep on doing what you're doing. No,
Jesus loves me just fine, and I don't need his forgiveness. I was made perfect.
Okay.
Dorothy, polyester, Dorothy?
No. Polyester, what does that dig at? Do I wear polyester, or have I ever?
It's not natural, so I hope you never do.
No, it's not.
And
it's not like
I hope
cotton.
You don't wear
I
glasses either. Boy, they don't come in nature.
Do we want to bring her back? I don't know. Probably not. Thanks for the call, Dorothy. We know your opinions. 855-453. We may have time for you. If you're not yet on the line, you should get there. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the superstate and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in a convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We may have enough time for you to join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you know what? If you don't get on tonight, we do the show 7 nights a week. You can always join us here on Free Talk Live. You can also join Derek J on his radio show, Flaming Freedom. It really doesn't get much gayer than Flaming Freedom. I mean, I don't. There are a few kind of gay radio shows out there. I don't know if you've ever listened to any of the other ones, Derek. I have not. Are you familiar with any of them?
No, we have no competition. Nothing exists like Flaming Freedom.
Certainly nothing in this category, and nothing, you know, and of course you also bring the ideas of liberty occasionally into the show, but it's really more of a show about sex talk than anything else.
Yeah, it's gay anarchists having a space to talk to each other and have a show. Like,
and every now and then there's
things,
a straight guy on with you, too, which is really weird.
We let straight people on.
And the last time there was,
they have interesting things to say about alternative style relationships, like polyamory is a big thing in New Hampshire.
So flamingfreedom.com.
Yes.
Get more of Derek J and Dale and the rest of the Flaming Freedom crew every Thursday night and, of course, via podcast at your leisure. It's video fed. It's also audio on LRN.fm. So multiple ways for you to get your day on.
That's right.
Flaming Freedom.
You're guaranteed to learn something new every episode.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I think it's one of the best shows on the network.
You're guaranteed a facepalm, too.
All right. So let's jump back into your calls and thoughts. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where, by the way, you can support the show by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. If you want to help us get the message of liberty out there and help bring people like the Happy Heretic, you know, have change in people's minds. What a wonderful story that, you know, he started out kind of this bigoted religious conservative, and Derek J and some of the other folks on Free Talk Live helped open his mind up. And I love stories like that.
Hooray!
So help us with the that program, we can get the ideas out further with your help. $5 a month, that's all we're asking for. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only chat room, or not chat room, the AMP-only forum, also the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to Steve in Milwaukee. Steve, you're listening via TuneIn. Go ahead. Steve in Milwaukee. Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. I love you guys. I've been listening for a long time. I just wanted to call in on this issue. Derek Kay,
thanks.
Love you. And thank you very much for all that you do. But
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for all the love tonight. It's helping balance out the bigotry that we've experienced. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So there's a couple points on the whole issue, starting out with the law in Indiana. I mean, the first kind of irony of all this is that there's a federal law. It seems like that's a state law, right? The Indiana law?
Yes.
And so is this sort of countering the Civil Rights Act, and that's a federal law?
I would suspect that's what it's all about.
Right. So, I mean, just right there, there's the hypocrisy and irony of all of that, right? That the government and governments have to, you know, come up with laws to even counter themselves. So that's one part of it. And my view on that in particular, that law is, you know, I agree with you guys that, you know, I don't like bigotry or like the fact that people would be able to discriminate against someone, but I do believe that that should be their right. If there wasn't that law in the first place, they wouldn't have to have created this law to counter that law.
I don't like it, but I'll defend your right to be that way.
Exactly. And, you know, then the second part of this is just when we get into this, obviously delves then into the whole religious component of this is, you know, the whole idea of, you know, the religion in the first place, this is like the antithesis of spirituality. And the fact that, you know, I hear all these people calling up and talking about what God said and what the Bible says. We're referencing this 2,000-year-old text that men wrote, apparently that God proclaimed, you know, or Jesus or someone, you know, told us what is right or wrong or who's a sinner or who's not. And it just seems, it's so hypocritical, and it just seems so silly and so obvious. And, you know, that we even entertain the idea that normal thinking people, and that's what I would consider most of us, and I guess they're the majority, but, you know, that we even consider, you know, that's the debate. Like, we have to debate people that, you know, believe that, you know, in some mystical, you know, thing that was written by someone, you know, 2,000 years ago.
Have a debate. I mean, like that Dorothy that just called in, all she just did was repeat herself about how she thinks being gay is such an abomination and that it's terrible and this and that. There's no actual opinion, or there's nothing backed by anything. It's just read a book.
It's frustratingly impossible to discuss with somebody what God said when it's demonstrable that it was written down by people. Mm. If God wrote something
written
down,
by people, then interpreted by other people.
If God wrote something down, he would have carved it on rock with a laser and dropped it out of the sky, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what things look like that God wrote down. You know, some lunatic living in the desert who happens to be able to have the ability to write, unlike most people in his culture at the time, this guy is somehow writing out the words of God. Yeah, from here on out, everything I write is God speaking through me.
Right, God told me that. Or wouldn't God just communicate to us telekinetically? Wouldn't
totally
it just
happen
here in our minds? We would have to be passed to a guy on a mountain.
I think there's a better argument for that.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, you get into all that. But, you know, the other point that I wanted to make about, you know, all these individuals talking about sin and forgiveness is that we should forgive them. Because if there's anyone sinning, I looked up some texts as I was listening to you guys, and, you know, I get into all what this means and that and the other. But, you know, thou shalt not judge, lest ye be judged, and you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, I agree with the caller. I don't know if it was just the previous caller. I think it might have been the one before that. It was a lady. But, you know, I've been listening to you guys for a while, and honestly, just the idea that there's something to listen to. I used to listen to Alex Jones a little bit. I don't want to get into all that. But I definitely love listening to you guys a lot more when there's peace, love, radio, and love and compassion and all that. And I get more of that from listening to you guys than I get from anything that I listen to. And it's not that I don't, you know, consume that sort of media, the Christian stuff. I still listen to it. I'm still interested in what people have to say. But if anybody should be forgiven, it's them. And I think that...
I agree with you. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I think the bigots should be forgiven because they know not what they do. Thank you, Steve, for your call tonight.
Thank you.
You know, real quickly, there's a great story of the Westboro Baptist Church who was brought up earlier.
Yeah.
One of their leaders, Fred Phelps, died recently. And when that happened, the group was continuing their protests of soldiers' deaths and funerals. And the week after his death, they went to one of these funerals without him and protested it and were greeted by an opposition team who had an unfurled banner that said, "We're sorry for your loss."
Aww.
And it's like, you know, they need forgiveness, too.
Absolutely.
These people who are bigots.
Well, Chris Cantwell's probably not going to give them any of that. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Good to be with you guys. I want to say I oppose the bigotry of this law as well. I think that this law grants a special right for religious people to discriminate, and I think that everybody should be free to discriminate.
Absolutely. The atheists can't invoke this.
I think that somebody should be as free to discriminate against gay people as they should be to discriminate against people on the basis of their skin color because of their opinions on race and that sort of thing. And it upsets me dramatically that religious people are granted some sort of special privilege in that field. And I say that quite seriously. I know that there are probably some... Some people are probably listening at home and thinking that I'm sort of like making a joke. And the thing is, you know, really, quite literally, it's a situation where, look, I consider Derek a dear, close, personal friend. If I went into a restaurant with Derek and somebody said, "Get out of here, gay guy," I'd be furious that I wouldn't, you know, go and spend my money at that place. And Derek's not my first or last, you know, gay friend that I've made. And I don't, you know, think it's a rational or a sane thing to do to say, like, "Oh, I don't want you around because you're gay," right? But I think that this whole thing has unfortunately descended into this notion of equality, which is the egalitarian ideal is so terribly destructive, and all of the efforts to push towards it are terribly destructive, and I'm terribly upset to watch it happen.
Good points. Thanks, Chris Cantwell. ChrisCantwell.com, his site. We'll see you later this week on Wednesday.
Sure
night.
Will.
And, of course, our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype.
Equality is a tough one, man. Equality, that's a math concept. Is it? Can it be applied to people?
Let's get Tommy in Glasgow in here real quick. Tommy, you got about 30 seconds. He was there. I heard some noise. Tommy.
It is coming from Scotland.
Yeah, that's true. He is from... usually he's got a clean connection here from Skype. Well, you know, sometimes the...
He's also working.
Attention. Hey, thanks, Tommy, for the call. Maybe call in another night. He actually said he had a question about your movie, Derek J., which listeners who would like to watch your movie can go to victimlesscrimespree.com, and you can watch it for free online. You can also grab the director's cut DVD from Amazon.
The answer is no, Tommy. There was no hanky-panky in jail.
I wondered that, too.
Much to
That's
your
what
chagrin.
He was wondering, yeah.
Yeah. Not for your lack of trying.
That's right. And listeners can read about that at the jail blog at TheDerekJ.com.
Excellent. TheDerekJ.com. Go get more Derek J there and get more Free Talk Live. Go download the Bitcoin shows that we did over the weekend and any other shows you want to at FreeTalkLive.com. It's all totally free. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, again, FreeTalkLive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.